Yes, my dear boy. Beings of the final period of the continent of Atlantis had many excellent customs for normal being existence. But, as for your contemporary favorites, they can only be pitied, because owing to the second great calamity to their ill-fated planet, that continent and everything on it was engulfed, and with it disappeared all those good customs which over long centuries had gradually entered into the process of their ordinary existence. Long after the continent of Atlantis was destroyed, the custom of using special buildings in the process of ordinary existence similar to those of which I have just told you was reestablished. The need for these special buildings was again understood and their use reestablished by a certain wise Hebrew king named Solomon. The special buildings which this wise Hebrew king decided to construct and which existed long after his time were called Takshanan. They somewhat resembled gynecocastri of the continent of Atlantis, and beings of the female sex were obliged to remain in them during the whole period of their menstruation. King Solomon lost no time in establishing this custom, because during his wise reign he had often observed that in the state of menstruation the character of the beings of the female sex became not only intolerable for those around them, especially for their husbands, but even psychologically and psycho-organically harmful as regards the inconsistent behavior toward others. He, therefore, decided without delay to promulgate a strict law specifying that near every populated center, special isolated buildings had to be constructed in which the beings of the female sex were to be confined for the whole duration of this state. I even happened to read the law he promulgated. In this law, it was said, among other things, that during their menstruation, women are unclean in the sacred sense of the word, and that during these periods, it is not only a great sin, but even a sacrilege for anyone, especially their husbands, to touch them or even to speak with them. If the husbands or any other men approach or speak with them during this period, they will be possessed by an unclean force or evil spirit, and in consequence there will be among men in their everyday relations and affairs only misunderstandings, quarrels, and enmity. This last statement of the great terrestrial sage King Solomon remains today an undeniable truth. And indeed, this is also one of the numerous reasons why, at the present time, the ordinary existence of the beings of your planet has become nonsensical in the extreme. Among contemporary terrestrial beings of the female sex, the specific property acquired during recent centuries, called hysteria, becomes still more marked during these states. And as long as it lasts, these women reduce the beings around them, particularly their husbands, to the condition which our great Mullah Nasr ed-Din refers to when he says, the purpose of their existence is to be the victims of leeches. And indeed, it is solely because the contemporary beings of the female sex go about freely during menstruation that many contemporary beings of the male sex not only
can never have good or friendly relations with each other, but also very frequently become genuine, what are called later repenting blasphemers. This beneficial custom, created by the wise King Solomon, existed among the Jewish people for a considerable time, and would certainly have spread over the whole earth had it not been for that other specific property of the beings there about which I have already told you. For when the Jewish people had in their turn fallen from their greatness, as usually happens there, the beings of other communities, who, driven by the impulses of jealousy and envy inherent in your favorites for all those higher than themselves, had already hated them in the days of their greatness and power, despised and persecuted them, and, of course, also scorned all their excellent customs. And when this Jewish people had fallen under the influence of other communities that had become great, they began to follow their example, owing to a characteristic property about which I have already sufficiently explained to you. And this good custom not only did not spread further, but even gradually began to be despised, and was finally forsaken and forgotten by the very founders themselves. At the present time, this custom survives only among the beings of a very small community in the mountains of the Caucasus, known by the name of Kevsurs, those same Kevsurs who give many scientists their sleepless nights trying to solve the problem of their origin. As regards the habit of your favorites of destroying the good customs for ordinary existence already established by their ancestors on the planet, we must again express our condolences to poor nature, who must always be adapting and readapting herself. And concerning the misfortunes of nature on this incomparable planet, our dear teacher, the peerless Mulla Nasruddin, had also some very apt remarks. For example, he says in such a case, "Ech, if you're unlucky enough, you could even catch syphilis from your godmother." Or sometimes he says, "You poor devil, your mother must have sung an Armenian lament while you were being born." Even the interpreter of Russian popular wisdom, Kuzma Prukhov, had a good saying for such cases. "The unluckiest of us all is the pine cone, because every Makar stumbles over it." I repeat, this unfortunate nature of the planet Earth must continuously and without respite adapt herself in order to manifest herself otherwise and yet again otherwise, so as to remain within the common cosmic harmony.